down to business on News Talk
with Electric Ireland, giving your business flexible tailored solutions for gas and electricity. Search Electric Ireland Business.
Now I'm back out here in Enniskerry. I was here a couple of weeks ago because there's another amazing thing happening out here. A company called Electrify, it has set up in business out in Powerscourt. It's part of the Crowley Carbon Group, and they're doing something truly amazing here. They're retrofitting electric engines into old cars. There's a Ferrari outside with an electric engine in it. This is going to be the first time in almost 40 years that cars are going to be manufactured in Ireland again, and I'm delighted to meet the creator of all this. He truly is a visionary, and he likes cars as well, and he's Norman Crowley. How are you, Norman?
I'm well, and thank you for coming out.
Norman, we'll talk about the cars in a second. Crowley Carbon, it's gone from strength to strength. You're based here out in Powerscourt. Your office, I must say, has the finest view known to man, looking out across the mountains and glens. You're a very lucky man.
Yeah, we feel very lucky to be based here. When we started here, we had 8 people, and now we have about 200 working here. And it's fascinating now for me to come in out of the car park in the morning. And first of all, the car park is full. And then the second thing is just meeting people that I've never met before to work here, you know. So we've seen phenomenal growth. At the moment, we're hiring between 20 and 30 people every month.
Yeah. Wow. And you're opening then, this is truly an international operation. You've got a lot of people employed in other countries right across Europe and the world even.
And the world, yeah. So last year was a phenomenal year for us. We opened 9 offices last year, so Sydney, Sao Paulo, 2 offices in the US, New Orleans and Raleigh, a bunch of offices in Europe. We extended our office in Dubai, we extended our office here. So we're in 18 countries now. So now it kind of feels like a global business, yeah. And the other change last year is, like, up until then it was all about Europe for us, and now the US is our biggest market.
Okay, the company that we're here to talk about today is called Electrify. Tell me about its origins, and this brings us back to your own hometown of Clonakilty.
Yeah, so I grew up in Clonakilty in the 70s, and the stories we always heard was, my dad was, he was the chairman of the local GAA club, which is a little village called Ballinascarty, and he was passionate about GAA and one of those people who kind of held the community together, I guess. And he used to always talk about Henry Ford's father came from Ballinascarty, came from literally a mile outside of Ballinascarty. And we always heard that story as kids, and my dad would always drive Fords, and so it became a thing. And then, so that was one side of it. And then the other side of it was, I have a passion for cars, but I also have a conflicting passion for climate change, which is that we believe that, like, if you're going to drive big gas guzzlers, you're just contributing to the problem. So it's nice to have a nice car, but what happens if that nice car is destroying the place? And so there was always a bit of guilt around that. So we were saying, how do we get our history of cars that's in our blood, I guess, and how do we solve this climate change thing? And so what we've done here is we call our past, present, and future strategy. So what you're going to see today is the first leg of that, which we call past, which is you're going to drive a 1981 Ferrari, which would have been the ultimate gas guzzler back in the day. It was the car that Thomas Magnum drove in Magnum PI. And now its specification was it would do 0 to 60 in 7 seconds, and you're going to see it doing 0 to 60 today in 2.5 seconds.
Absolutely amazing. So talk to me then, Norman, about the process. So you buy a Ferrari, however much that costs, a couple of hundred grand, I'm sure. You take out the engine, you put in an electric engine, and then you resell the car. Is it as simple as that?
It's as simple as that, yeah. So we've acquired a majority stake in a business in Wales called ECC, Electric Classic Cars. So right now they're being made over there, and then later this year they'll be made here. And today you'll see the Ferrari, which is a very expensive automobile, but you'll also see a baby Fiat 500 from 1971. And it's a tiny little car, and yet it's electric. And they are completely sold out at the moment. Our Minis are sold out, our Fiat 500s are sold out, our Beetles are sold out, because now you can't drive a car into Singapore, you can't drive a car into Hong Kong, into the city anymore. They're trying to do the same now in London. So people love these cars because there's no congestion charge and they can just fly in and fly out of the city. And so they're incredibly popular. So we have big fancy cars and then we have these simple cars. So that's what we call our past strategy. Later in the year, we're doing our present strategy, and the first car is in build for that at the moment. And what we're doing there is, again, we're taking the most beautiful cars that were ever designed, like a Lamborghini Countach, a Porsche Speedster like James Dean used to drive, a Jaguar E-Type, right? But those cars were heavily flawed because they didn't have the technology. So they had drum brakes, which weren't that great at stopping. They had leaf spring suspension, which was never great. So they were beautiful. They were stunning, but you could never drive them the way people wanted to drive them. So what we're doing in our present strategy is we're building from scratch these cars, but we are building them as four-wheel drive electric cars, what are called hypercars. So these cars are phenomenally quick, they handle incredibly well, but they have things like parking sensors and they have self-parking. So they look old, but they are brand new from the ground up.
Yeah. Okay, so that, because I was going to ask you that, because the purist, say the Ferrari purist, I was kind of wondering how he or she might feel about the sort of tinkering with the purity. But in this case, the present strategy means that you'll be building these cars from scratch, so everybody's happy.
Absolutely, everyone's happy. And the other thing is, we had a stand at the Classic Car Show in London a couple of weeks ago, or probably 2 months ago now, and I was expecting to go in and be pilloried because of what we're doing, and entirely the opposite. I was gobsmacked. There's about 10% of people don't like what we're doing, and they would be the purists. The other 90%, if you have an old car in your garage, then you know the truth that other people don't know, which is you're there, it's a beautiful sunny day, the one sunny day we get in Ireland, right? And you want to take that car out, and you turn the key, and nothing happens. And the brakes are stuck, and the drive is stuck, and she won't start. And the people that have these cars love us, because they're there, finally, I can sit in this thing and just drive it the way I always wanted to drive it.
Norman, the first time in 40 years that cars are actually going to be manufactured in this country. That's a really brave and bold statement.
Yeah, and some people think we're brave or stupid. and I can see the look of what people, you know, when they look at us. But here are the facts, right? So we're sold out for the next 18 months in cars right now. So we know what we're doing. We've acquired the knowledge. And so we're not really worried about success at this point. We're more worried now, how do we build velocity in that business?
And the UK and Brexit and the UK car industry, are you one of the people who may get an opportunity out of that?
Yeah, so what we saw there a couple of weeks ago, which was a shocking number that was in the Financial Times, is that there's been an 80% reduction in car manufacturing investment in the UK. And if you think about a modern electric car, we go from having 4,000 moving parts to having 80 moving parts. So these things are much more like software than they are engines and blocks and valves. And so that's a fantastic opportunity for Ireland. And so we feel the timing for that is right.
Well, listen, we wish you well. All that's left for us to do now is to go for a spin, as the fella says. So the company's called Electrify. The creator and founder and driver of this great business is one Norman Crowley. And stand by, and I'm going to get into the Ferrari. Okay, I'm in the Ferrari. It's, again, a classic red, Ferrari red. What a beautiful car. I'm here with Richard Morgan, who's going to take me for a drive. Richard, this is one really fine car.
Well, it's one of those cars that looks as good as it goes. In fact, it goes better than it looks, and it looks fantastic. So
you've kept every detail absolutely the same. It is an electric car. Even the way the gear shift, you've kept the gate of the gear shift so that it's forward and reverse. You've also got a battery monitor that's discreetly fitted in. But I'm really admiring the tape deck. It's a radio mobile, and we just checked the tape. There's a 1980s Madness C90 tape in there. How retro is that?
It's about as retro as you get. We like to keep it as sympathetic with the age of the car as we can.
Okay, we're going to go for a burn, as they say. Now, this is, people will just hear the silence. So we're in a Ferrari. We're ready to go. Fire up there.
All right.
Yeah.
If you can hear me over the noise of the engine, because it's now started, that's it.
So there's no noise. Now we're going to do 0-60 in some horrific time. What is it going to be?
If you can count fast, it'll be maybe 3 or 4 seconds.
Okay, stand by, folks. Here we go. We're in the Ferrari.
Hold on.
Okay. Whoa! Whoa, Jenny! Oh, God! Whoa! 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 Oh my God! Jenny, whoa!
I did warn you.
Whoa! What speed did we go up to there?
I wasn't looking. I was concentrating on the road.
My God, this is a game changer, folks. This is a silent Ferrari. I don't know, we must have gone over 100 miles an hour there. My stomach feels like it's in the boot, but it was one hell of a burn. Thank you so much, Richard.
No problem.